What is going on, everyone? I'm here with Marvin Ruiz of Ruiz Painting Services. You reached out to me on Instagram, man. I read a little bit of your story. Do you mind if I share that just so I can catch myself and others up to speed here? Do you mind?
No problem at all.
You're from Guatemala. You came to the U.S. in 2010. You were diagnosed with kidney failure, and you were in dialysis for 5 years. In February of 2016, you had 4 heart surgeries due to side effects of the medication you were on, and you got a kidney transplant in October of that same year. Well, you're a walking miracle.
Yeah.
Holy
cow,
that's
what a lot of people say. Yeah.
How did you handle all that stuff, man?
Well, I mean, when I recently got diagnosed, it was either of two things: sit and cry and, like, you know, be sad about it, or think that life ended for me or whatever. But I took the other path, like, say I got a second chance, I have to keep fighting and do something for me and my family.
Amazing.
So yeah, that's the drive.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'd love to tap into that, man. That's awesome. So compared to that, running a business is pretty easy, right?
I'm still on the process of. I just recently started last year, so okay. You know, like, life is picking valleys, and I feel like I'm in a valley right now. So
okay.
I'm trying to get things the ball rolling.
Amazing. So where are you out of right now? Where is your business based out of?
Last year during the summer, I was very busy. I was doing some subcontracts for other painting company, like a franchise company.
Okay.
And then I started, like, getting a couple customers for myself or referrals. But in the winter, I was very slow. So
What state do you live in?
I live in Virginia, 20 minutes from Washington, D.C.
All right, good. So is it just you right now in your business? Do you have any employees?
I have a guy that works with me, but I won't call him an employee because he's worked on and off with me, and I pay him with $10.99.
Okay.
Payroll yet.
Okay, got it. How have you been getting all of your jobs? Has it just been word of mouth?
Word of mouth, yeah.
Got it. What is your biggest problem right now in your business?
I feel like I need, like, a roadmap. What do I do now, and what will be the next step? So basically have a process to keep growing in a certain way that I don't have to be working at another place, because I was still working the weekends on a restaurant.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You're in a restaurant working. Oh, my God. So, all right, well, let's go back to the basics, okay? So let's break down business, and then we're going to build back up. Something that you've done many times in your life, it's the same thing with business, right? So the first thing we need to understand is, where do customers come from, right? Where do they come from? And it's important for you to understand that. I want you to think of customers and I'll say this, leads. I'm sure you've heard the term lead before. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've been listening to the podcast maybe 6 months.
That's great, man. Thank you, brother. So listen, so I want you to think of this for a second, okay? The term lead. I want you to think of your business as a plumbing system, and the leads are the water that runs through the plumbing, okay? Now, every now and again, you get a lead. That's a phone call from someone that heard about you. Okay. The thing of it is, if everyone in all of Virginia knew who you were and knew the quality of your work and knew your story, I love your story. Okay. Don't you think your phone would be ringing so much that you wouldn't be able to handle it?
Yeah. That's the
dream. All of Virginia knew who you were, right? Right?
Yeah.
If all of Virginia knew who you were, Marvin, okay, then the phone would be ringing off the hook. You would be blessed with an abundance of business. So it's not so much that the business isn't there. It's just no one knows who you are. Okay.
Yeah,
So problem
definitely.
number one is no one knows who Marvin is and no one knows who Ruiz Painting Service is. So that's the first problem we need to solve. So how do we do that? Good question. The first thing we need to do is make sure that you have an online presence. Okay. If we don't have an online presence, you are like a dinosaur trying to figure out technology. Okay. Like one of those old people, right? We need to get you on social media and we need to get you on Google and we need to get you on anywhere that anyone is looking for your services. Okay. Because
I have a Google My Business profile.
Okay.
Also, I have two leads and two estimates that I have to go today, later today for that.
Well, did they find you from Google?
Yeah, apparently, yes, because what I did, I got just an email.
You got an email from them?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So do you have a website yet?
Website, no, not yet.
Okay. So you have to think about the term called customer journey, right? This is a term that's very important for you as a business owner. And really what that means is where do people go to find you and what happens when they find you, right? So if they go to Google and they look at your company and there's no website, they might just go to another company that has a website, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I've done this many times where maybe I'm looking for a tree service and they have a Google listing, but they don't have a website. There's no website.
Yeah.
So what this is called the customer journey. But what you really need to do is you need to optimize that Google listing. Now, here's the thing, Marvin, I'll be honest with you, man. You can only do so much on your own. You can only paint and sell and estimate and hire. There's too many things to do. So you, the second phase after you understand how people can find you is what are you going to delegate to someone else to do, right? So in other words, can you find someone to help you with this Google business page? Absolutely. But you have to pay, you have to be willing to pay for that. And what the goal is for them to do that so you don't have to do it so you can focus on selling. But here's the thing. Google takes time. Right. There's you're kind of hoping that people get a hold of you. Right.
Yeah, definitely.
So what we need is predictability. So the next thing is marketing on social media. So like Facebook, have you ever done do you have a Facebook page for the business?
I have a Facebook page, but it's not really that active.
OK,
so I've been focusing more on Instagram.
OK, on Instagram. Yeah. That's where you're getting it. So what I'm referring to is Facebook ads, okay? And the reason it's not active is done by default because Facebook wants you to pay for your page to be shown to people, okay?
Yeah.
That's how it works. So the main idea here, Marvin, is we need to pay to play, okay? Good with that so far?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we need to reinvest back into the business. Now, let me ask you this. I have to get a little personal here, but do you have under or over $5,000 in your bank account right now that you can use to spend on these things?
I will be under that.
You'll be under that. How about this?
Yeah.
Are you under or over $2,000?
Oh, definitely over.
Okay, good. So between $2,000 and $5,000 you have to use to grow your business. Now, here's the fun part of all this, Marvin, is if you hire the right people, you're going to get a very good return on the investment. Okay. And that's number three, right? So the first thing we just discussed is we got to be able to market our company and get people to find us. Number two, we need to optimize the marketing, right? What this allows us to do is make sure that yes, we're putting out a Google page, but it's optimized in a way that when people actually see it, they click it and then they come visit our page and then they can proceed with the next step. The third stage of this is being able to vet the people that we hire to optimize. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a good resource of trusted individuals that I will share with you after this call to help you get started. Okay. To help you find a good team to assemble to help you get leads and optimize your online presence, okay? Because you have way too much to worry about than to figure out how to find leads. It's better to just pay someone to do it, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, you good with that? So
yeah.
Now that we figure out that marketing, yes, we'll get a website, okay? We'll figure out the website. That's fine. My concern right now is the legalities of your business, okay? Because I assume that this is the first business you've ever started. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, does hiring people scare you?
Yeah, that point, because you're getting people, like, people in another people's home, and it's like you need to trust them so your customer can trust them.
Okay, got it. So yeah. Hiring scares you. And generally speaking, most things that scare me because I don't have a process of how to do it. So not only is it risky to hire someone, I have no hedge against the risk. In other words, I have no leverage. So I'm fully exposed when it comes to hiring, right? So we need to develop some sort of process so when you hire someone, it's not as risky. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, definitely.
So the first thing we need to do is, number one, just like we did with marketing, if everyone in Virginia who is looking for a job right now, if they wanted a job and they knew who you were, wouldn't your phone be ringing off the hook?
Well, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. So do you see the comparison between marketing and hiring when I phrase it like that, right?
Yeah.
So Ruiz Painting is in the middle, and there's people that want paint jobs that don't know who you are, and there's people that want to work for a painting company that don't know who you are, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, as we speak, there's probably 100 people within 5 miles or 10 miles of you that would want to work for your company. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
The problem is, first of all, if everyone knew who we were and they wanted to hire us to do work for them, we have to ask what they want done, because you can't do everything. You can't remodel right? You can't put a roof on. You're just painting.
No.
So you have to filter out the request to make sure it's in alignment with your business practice. Same thing with hiring. We need to be able to filter applicants and make sure they're in alignment of what we are looking for. So how do we do that? We identify what we're looking for first. Same thing that you did. You identified when you started Ruiz Painting Services that you do painting, correct?
Yeah.
So we need to find out.
I started the business without knowing how to paint.
Oh my gosh. I love it. You just went in there and said, I'm starting this thing. So
I got another guy that works with me. He taught me a lot, so I can like pretty much like run a job right now.
So watch this. You need to find someone with painting experience, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's figure that out. So number one qualification of this person is they got to have some sort of painting experience. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, do you do new construction or do you like to do residential work?
I like to do residential repaints, do a stain, like deck stain, and
so they got to have painting experience, they got to be residential. Do you prefer a Spanish speaker?
I mean, I don't really mind, but it definitely helps.
So potentially bilingual. What type of character do they have? What type of person are they? What are some things characteristically that you would prefer in this individual?
Someone that like has driving, like is more independent, because I see myself at some point having to leave the job site to do an estimate or not even having to be there.
Trustworthy, honest, punctual, okay? Aren't those some things that we could identify during a hiring process ahead of time, right? So if we say, hey, we have a meeting at 9 o'clock to do an in-person interview and they show up at 9:10 or they don't show up at all, isn't that a way that we can identify if they align with having drive and independence and are trustworthy?
Yeah.
All right. So they got to have painting experience. Number one. Number two, you prefer residential painting experience. They potentially need to be bilingual, and you want someone that's like you, that has drive, that can be independent, that values an opportunity, right? So let's talk about this. What are we going to pay this guy?
About 25 to 30 an hour.
All right, $25 to $30 an hour. Okay. Now, based off of that, just so you know, right? 25 times 40, that's $1,000 a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you going to pay this person 1099 or are you going to do a W-2 model?
At some point, I want to do a W-2 model because I want to have employees, not like subcontractor.
Okay. Why does it have to be at some point?
Don't know. There are some souls behind having a payroll company. I guess that.
Okay. So,
Yeah.
all right. So we want to set this person up for success. Now, let me ask you this. Do you feel like the person that you would bring on, that you have some pretty strong qualifications there, trustworthy, independent, someone that manages their life in a good way? Do you feel like someone like that would be excited to work for you if you just said, "Hey, I'm going to write you a check every Friday"?
Yeah, maybe, or I'm
Maybe
not
not,
sure. No,
because they
maybe
can't get anything in life when you do that. Do you understand that? Like, if you
not.
get someone a 1099 check every week, they can't get a car, they can't take care of their family, they can't rent, they can't even get a lease anywhere. They're
Yeah.
undocumented. There's nothing there. It's almost like they don't have a job.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can't go in with that mentality. We need to make them a W-2. So that requires work on your part. Okay, so
Yeah.
what you need to do is you need a payroll company. I know you've heard me say Gusto. Have you set up Gusto yet? Have you visited gusto.com?
Not yet.
Why?
But yeah, I hear Gusto, but I don't know, like, is that thing that I feel like I have to have enough work to be able to provide on my employee
Okay, let me
that
ask you
part.
this. Does the farmer say I need to have plants before I can tend to the soil?
No,
Okay,
not
that
at
would
all.
be silly, wouldn't it? He knows
Yeah.
that he needs to prepare the soil because he has faith that if he prepares a good bed of soil, the plants will grow. Yes?
Yeah.
Why are we acting in a way that is prohibiting and not full of faith?
Yeah, I feel like that in the business part, I still feel like I feel like these are all, a lot of risk for me.
Here's the
But
deal. The mindset needs to be this. I want you to understand something, Marvin. This is just the beginning. Anything that you don't know, it's a mindset. It needs to be either I'm going to figure it out or I'm going to pay someone to figure it out for me and I'm going to learn from them. Do you understand that? If you don't operate that way, you will not succeed because something as simple as going to gusto.com on your computer and figuring it out is a requirement of owning a business. This is not easy. If you want a big reward, which you want more money, you want to make more opportunity, it requires you getting uncomfortable and doing things that scare you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm still a bit I don't know if it's doubt or on myself or something like that, but it's definitely something that
My
it
friend,
holds me back. Yeah.
you have made it through a storm like no other.
Yeah.
You are destined for greatness here. I think you need to start believing that. I think you need to stop acting like it's all an accident and start saying that there's people that you can serve, that you can bless. There's customers out there, and you are entitled to making the money that you need to make to survive and thrive. But it requires doing this boring stuff that is hard, it doesn't make sense to you right now. Get on gusto.com, and you know what's great? You can set up an onboarding call with the Gusto team and they'll walk you through the whole thing. You just got to put in the effort. So
Okay.
if you get a great applicant, somebody could run into you at the paint store today and say, "Marvin, I would love to work for you." You have nothing prepared.
Yeah.
So that needs to be step one, man. We can't go any further until you get that going because you can't hire anyone. Okay,
Okay.
so action step for you, Marvin, is you need to get on Gusto and you need to set up that account. Okay, that's number
Okay.
one. Okay, do you have a business bank account set up or do you
Yeah.
operate out of your personal bank account?
No, I have a business account and I have a like a merchant account so I can charge with credit card, debit
How much
card.
is the credit line?
My line, it's in Sherwin Williams, $2,500, and I have
Okay.
a business card that is $2,000.
All right, so how much have you spent out of that $2,000?
Just today, this morning, I paid off like $500 that I own,
Okay.
but right now
Good.
it's,
Good.
I feel
Okay.
like that is
And
like
that's through the
my
bank?
ceiling. No, that's through American Express.
Okay, American Express. What I would do if I were you, I want you to call and I would increase that limit to $5,000. You're going to need it. You're going to need
Okay.
it because you're going to hire a marketing agency to run ads for you. Okay?
Okay.
And that's
Yeah.
what it's going to, I mean, you're going to have to spend that money. You need leads. Here's the deal. When you get leads that are coming in every day, guess what happens? Hiring
Yeah.
becomes something that you need to do, not just want to do. It's a need to fulfill the
Yeah.
needs within your business. So you're going to feel that pressure, okay? I need you doing estimates every day because you need to get better at doing estimates. You have to
Yeah.
refine your skills, okay?
Yeah.
So we got gusto. You have a business bank account. I want you to increase the limit on your credit card, at least to $5,000 so you can pay for a marketing agency. Hiring, okay? Indeed.
Yeah.
You got to get on Indeed, right? Put out a job post. See what you get, okay?
Yeah.
There's a lot there, okay? If you need help with that, just reach out to me. I'll help you. And I have a
Okay.
hiring course that I can give you as well that will teach you. Got to get on Indeed. What other questions do you have, Marvin?
So, basically, I still have like a hard time doing the estimates because most of the estimates that I do in my production. Like I say, oh, this will take me a day or 2 days, and me and my guy, and then it comes the unexpected, and you take one extra day, and I don't have like a cushion or extra money, so I don't have to be on the loose on those type of things.
Well, you got to understand that early on in your business, yes, it's good to make money, but it's more important for you to be doing work. So I'm
Yeah.
not too concerned about you making money in the first few months of your business because you're actually using your customer's house as a training ground for your new employees, aren't you? So
Yeah.
they need, you got to look at it like that. Abundance mindset, it's coming. You need to prepare the soil, okay? Prepare the soil, very important, okay? It'll grow. Just got to prepare the soil. Here's the second part of this is what are you using right now in software? What are you using to give the estimate to the customer?
No, I just write a PDF,
Okay.
or yeah, I don't use any software
Well, we need
gen.
to get you some software, brother. We need
Yeah.
to get you on Drip Jobs. You need it. I mean, it has estimating, it has proposals, invoices, scheduling, communication. It'll professionalize you in a way where it'll bring you up with the big dogs quick. Okay.
Yeah.
So after this, I'm going to send you a link. I want you to do a demo with our team and I'm going to give you 90 days of it for free. So you can use it for
Okay.
free for 3 months. I want to help you. I want to invest in you. And I'm going to give you 90 days. Okay. So just let the sales rep know that I said that and he'll confirm with me. Okay. So you get 90
Okay.
days of that free. You need a software. You need it. It's not an option anymore. Because what
Yeah.
happens is when you get the leads, they're going to go into Drip Jobs, the software, and it's going to follow up with them automatically, right? So let's say someone goes on Facebook and sees your ad and clicks the link, okay? Guess what? That could be
Yeah.
at 10 o'clock at night. That could be at 11 o'clock at night. And then next thing you know, Drip Jobs is sending a text message and an email, and the customer booked an appointment with you for the next day or later in that week without you doing anything, automatic. It just shows up. Okay. So
That's great.
it's great, right? And what it
Yeah.
also does is it gives your customers the perception that you're professional. So when you go to a house right now and you write on a piece of paper how much the price is, right? Is that what you're doing now?
Yeah.
Guess what they think? You're not worth paying that much more. And I don't want them to judge you based on anything other than your character. And if they're doing that, then they're going to pay a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So there's a lot you have to do here, Marvin. Okay, so I'm going to give you some action steps right now because I don't want to overwhelm you. Number one, I need you to go on gusto.com. Okay?
Gusto.
Gusto, we need to get you on Gusto. We need to get you a payroll system in your business. That's got to be number one. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. Okay? Number two, I want you to increase the credit limit on your credit card. At the end of the day, the best investment you can make is in yourself. So don't get scared of borrowing money if you're the one in control of getting that money back. Okay? So I'm a fan of debt when it's good debt and it's debt that helps me leverage growth. And in this case, this is what we're using it for. We're going to leverage the debt so you can pay for a marketing agency to generate you leads that convert to sales. And it gives you the confidence to hire. Once you get Gusto figured out, I want you to go on Indeed and I want you to learn how to post an ad on Indeed and start generating some hires or some applicants. Okay, I'm going to give you my course. It'll teach you some principles about hiring. Take the course, it's four lessons, it shouldn't take you long. Okay. Gusto, we got the credit increase, we got Indeed, and then right now, last but not least, I want you to do a demo of Drip Jobs just so you can see what it does. Okay. Need a good software in your business, man. Your software is so important. It gets everything that's out of your head right now. Okay. Because right now you're like, hey, I have an estimate later, right? Where's that information at, right? It's probably in your phone, maybe in a calendar or in a notepad or written down. We want to get that in a computer so it gets out of your head and you can access it at any time, right? Imagine if the customer that you have an estimate for maybe in a couple hours got a reminder 1 hour and said, hey, it's Marvin with Ruiz Painting. Don't forget, we have an estimate scheduled in 1 hour. I'm excited to meet with you, right? Doesn't that create a good feeling for a customer?
Yeah, definitely, and a lot of professionalism.
Right. So those are our action steps. Gusto, increase the credit limit, Indeed, hiring course, and then do a demo with Drip Jobs. And I think that'll help you get started. Another thing that I suggest that you do is you need coaching. You need someone that can coach you on a consistent basis. You need to be a part of a group and a community. Okay? There's a lot there. I'm going to give you some resources when we get off this call. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Any other questions, man? Is this good for right now?
Something about Drip Jobs. So you mentioned something about Facebook ads. So Drip Jobs automatically works with Facebook, Instagram, and this list.
So yes, so not all, it doesn't work like, so you need to hire someone to run the Facebook ads, but it connects to Instagram, Facebook, Angi Leads. So anytime a lead gets generated through Facebook or Angi Leads, it's going to follow up with that lead automatically because the information gets sent to Drip Jobs and that triggers a follow-up. Okay. So in the demo, it'll make more sense. But just right now, again, focus on these things. And here's the deal, Marvin. I just want you to know, if you do the work and ask the questions and don't sit on the sidelines and try to figure everything out by yourself, you have the ability to create a million-dollar enterprise. And I think that someone like you who's been through so much, once you start seeing how business works, man, this is just a game. It's all it is. It's a game. It's moving parts around, moving money around, moving people around. It's a game. And once you start seeing it that way, it becomes fun. Okay? So good luck to you, man. I'll hang out with you for a second after I end this recording. Thank you guys for listening. We'll check you out on the next Business Breakthrough.